We will call the special meeting of January 6, 2025 to order. Madam Secretary, the roll, please.
Director Viv is not here, and I will not call him again. Director Butler?
Here.
Director Dinka?
Here.
Director Mabee?
Here.
Director Merchant?
Here.
Thank you.
Item three, comments. Item two, to adopt the agenda. Do I have a motion to
adopt? I move that we adopt the agenda.
Second, please.
Thank you, Director.
Well, if we're going to have a meeting, I'll second it, I guess.
Thank you, Director Merchant.
Comments from the public.
Did we vote on that?
No.
Oh, no, we didn't vote on that.
If there's no comments, Director.
Can we do that with voice vote, or do we need a roll call?
That can be a voice vote.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
The agenda is adopted. Item three, comments from the public. For this special meeting, members of the public may only comment on items specifically agendized. With certain exceptions, the board may not discuss or take action on items that are not on the agenda. If you wish to speak during comments from the public, or would like to comment regarding an item appearing on the meeting agenda, please complete a public comment card and submit it to the board secretary prior to public comments. Speakers presenting individual opinions shall have 3 minutes to speak. Speakers presenting opinions of groups or organizations shall have 5 minutes for the group. Are there any public comments?
No, sir, there are not.
Seeing none, we will move to item four, closed session. Do you want me to read the agenda for that, or is that,
yeah?
Item A, public employment performance evaluation, title general manager. B, public employment discipline, dismissal, and release. Conference with item C, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation, pursuant to paragraph 2 of subdivision D of the government code 54956.9, parentheses 1 case.
Okay, I've been notified the general manager would like to speak before we go into closed session.
Okay.
I was advised that I'd be given the opportunity to speak, so I have some prepared comments. Thank you very much. Let me start by saying that while the district is legally required to provide me with the opportunity to publicly respond to whatever supposed performance issues are being discussed in closed session, the district has failed to inform me as to what those supposed performance issues might be. However, I do wish to briefly explain the ongoing situation in which we find ourselves, as the context is critically important. But under the current circumstances, I will obviously not be in any position to respond to questions. First, you may recall that when I was hired as the general manager in May of 2023, the district was facing difficult times. From the beginning, my entire effort has been focused on rebuilding the district and finding ways to make things better. From the installation of bright, energy-efficient lighting in this very room, to the development of accurate and validated financial records, to the hiring of highly competent professionals, my goal has been to set the organization on an even keel, to help it be strong enough to effectively survive for decades to come. I think I have been very successful. Indeed, on November 20th, 2024, the majority of the then board of directors agreed and provided me with a merit-based salary increase. However, in December, with the new board majority and the resulting election of Stephen Booth as board president, circumstances have significantly changed. Let me back up for a minute. As some or many of you may know, in April of 2024, I experienced a significant medical issue which required, among other things, various surgeries and procedures throughout the spring and summer. As a result of this, the district was required by law to provide me with reasonable accommodations, one of which was the ability to work remotely when necessary. The board president at that time, Tim Mabee, willingly provided these accommodations. However, in August, Director Booth began questioning my need for accommodations, despite the fact that he had no factual or legal basis for doing so. Very recently, now, Board President Booth actually confirmed his improper position to me in writing. I believe Director Booth's discrimination against me for my medical issues resulted from my attempts to ensure that the board acted in compliance with the law. Specifically, some or many of you may recall that at the August 21st, 2024 board meeting, I discussed the district's obligations both per California law and the district's prior written agreements, contracts, to provide water for those who helped fund the water treatment plant expansion, thereby paving the way for additional development. My statement that even with no further development, the district needed to comply with its legal obligations to increase the overall resiliency of the water system was met with outrage and hostility by the anti-development board members who do not want to save water, but instead wish to maintain the myth that there is not enough water to sustain development. On November 20th, following the closed session deliberation of my performance, Director Booth publicly retaliated against me by making several false accusations against me. Not only were these statements defamatory, but they were inappropriate for open session. To the extent that a member of the public with extensive administrative experience in large organizations chastised Director Booth for his actions. Obviously, Director Booth's comments have damaged me both personally and professionally. On November 25th, I complained in writing about Director Booth's conduct to both then President Mabee and General Counsel Enright. In response, Director Booth accelerated his retaliation against me in various ways. For example, on December 6th, within minutes of being elected board president, he removed me as a representative from the Regional Water Authority, and later that same day, he attempted to agendize multiple items that demonstrated his intent to increase his attacks against me. One of the proposed topics was a request for a report on all remote workers, a thinly veiled effort to oppose my legally mandated accommodation. On December 9th, I notified the district that I had been forced to retain an attorney. Following my attorney's correspondence, President Booth's requested items were removed from the proposed December 18th agenda. Throughout the remainder of 2024, both my attorney and I continued to seek district confirmation that President Booth's unlawful conduct toward me would cease. However, the district failed to do so. Instead, on January 3rd, General Counsel Enright informed my attorney that he had instructed President Booth to have no contact with me, whether by email, telephone, text, or other form of communication. While I appreciate the acknowledgement that President Booth's behavior is improper, such restrictions will most likely make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for me to do my job. In any event, we are here, and I am speaking to you because on January 2nd, the district posted a closed session agenda for a January 6th special meeting, which included two previously removed items: the public employment performance evaluation of the general manager and the public employment discipline, dismissal, release of, obviously, my employment. Again, as I told you at the beginning of my statement, I have not been advised of any issues with regard to my performance. Additionally, because the district has apparently chosen not to involve outside and more impartial attorneys, the persons involved with the ongoing conduct will be the ones deliberating in closed session without outside advice. In other words, the fox or foxes are guarding the hen house. In sum, today's closed session special meeting appears to result not from any alleged deficiencies in my performance, but rather from President Booth's ongoing retaliation, discrimination, and harassment against me. I would once again request that his behavior not be allowed to continue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mimi.
Thank you. We move to closed session?
Yes.
Okay.
We are recording whenever you're ready to begin, sir.
Okay, we are 4:25. We are back from closed session into open session. The report back will be handled by
thank
Mr.
you.
Enright.
Yes. The board met in closed session, discussed all three items under closed session, and we have no reportable action.
Okay. Director comments and suggestions. Any? Hearing none. Motion to adjourn.
Can the public speak, or is that all over?
Huh?
Is the public allowed to speak?
Not.
It's not on the agenda, no.
Okay.
Motion
to adjourn? Is that you, Mr. Richard?
No, I haven't made a motion.
Yes, okay, I'll make the motion. I move
Thank
that
you,
we,
Ms. Butler.
That we adjourn.
Do we have a second? So now what do we do?
I guess we don't adjourn. Is there something else?
You can second the motion, John.
I know I can. And I will.
Thank you, sir. Roll call vote. Director Butler.
Yes.
Director Jenkins.
Aye.
Director Mabee.
Aye.
Director Merchant.
No.
Thank you, sir.